We begin, though, with the concern for many families. Paying for childcare can be a big struggle for many across the valley. Poverty rates are high, and care, especially daycare and preschool, is expensive. But last year, Fresno County was unable to spend nearly $10 million in funding it had been given to help these families out. Instead, it sent that money back to the state. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports on why the money wasn't used to help poor families and what change the county says could fix it for the future.
At the Northwest Learning Center in Fresno, two dozen high-energy 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds play and work on basic skills like spelling their name and cutting out pictures of their favorite food. Site manager Hanadi Rusan says this might seem like child's play, but it's actually an important building block in a youngster's education.
Children should have the right to come in and learn and, you know, participate and learn their social skills. It sets them right. But the way the system is set up right now, it really doesn't provide for that.
And that, Rusan says, is a major problem. Rusan says because of the income thresholds set by the state, hundreds of children are being blocked out of vital subsidized childcare.
We do have to send a lot of families away because they don't meet those eligibility. And they end up, I think, in most cases, the ones that I have asked or kept with, kids don't have this opportunity to go to preschool.
Right now, Fresno County receives about $73 million a year to provide subsidized childcare for low-income kids and their families. And that's great for thousands of kids. But despite the huge need, the county had to send back nearly $10 million of that funding that went unspent. The reason? According to the county, the income threshold is simply too low. Right now, it's about $42,000 for a family of three. That leaves many working poor families who sought help out of luck. Rosalinda Ramirez handles enrollment at the center. She says declining parents is a near daily occurrence.
I know that especially when it's two-parent earning income, and that sends them over. That really is, they will not qualify.
She says parents are then left with few options other than expensive private daycare, turning to friends or family for help, or potentially having one parent quit a job to provide care. One parent who's been on both sides of the equation is Jennifer Alvarado, who, with her husband, is raising three kids. Her two youngest children attended preschool, but her oldest, her daughter, did not. And it was a struggle.
It's hard because you don't have support. You know, some family members want to help you, some don't. And then the ones that do, it's just plain hard. You know, if I didn't have had the chance where I'm at today, then maybe I wouldn't be where I'm at because of that school.
With the preschool, she had time to take on a part-time job, which enabled the family to buy a home in Northwest Fresno. She says without the subsidized care, she would have had to quit and stay home full-time. And she says she can see a clear developmental difference between her daughter, who did not attend, and her two sons, who did.
Yes, I can definitely tell. It's such a great difference. It's like a big difference just to see it. So my son doesn't even need summer school. He's one of the best ones in school.
Currently, the amount a parent would pay is based on their income and the size of their family. If they make too much money, childcare providers who participate in the program have to turn them away. Matilda Soria, with the Fresno County Superintendent of Schools, says they are asking the state legislature to give Fresno an exemption to that rule and allow them to enroll children whose parents make more money, raising the bar to around $56,000 a year.
Our low-income working families, unfortunately, they're in a crux because they cannot afford the high cost of childcare. And at the same time, with the rules as they are, they're not eligible for the childcare programs that are funded by the state.
Soria says they are concerned even more families will be turned away as the minimum wage inches its way toward $15 an hour. Two parents working full-time at that rate would likely make close to $60,000 a year. State Assembly member Joaquin Arambula has put forward a bill to raise that threshold in the county. He says the current arrangement is simply a waste of money.
That $9.6 million that we now would be able to retain within Fresno County would allow us to open up an additional 1,300 children who can be served in our county and feel as if that's the real intent of the funding in the first place.
The unspent money that the county sends back goes into the state general fund. There are some concerns about exempting Fresno County. It could create a scenario where other children in the valley are being treated unfairly because other counties' income bar would remain at the current standard. However, the county argues they could act as a test case to change the law statewide. There's also concern that the change could conflict with other programs that currently provide child care and support to low-income families, although the bill has been amended in an effort to clarify that families in other welfare programs should be considered eligible. The bill is currently in the Assembly Committee process. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.